It's the full moon next Saturday, but it's not a very close one, so you won't hear any of that supermoon business. Actually, when the term supermoon caught on a few years ago, so that the major media ran headlines saying, "Don't miss tonight's supermoon," real confusion arose, because a supermoon doesn't look any bigger than any other full moon. But the pop culture hyped up version of astronomy often gets set in stone and becomes permanent. For example, the 50s hit Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his comets made the public start saying Halley's Comet instead of the correct Halley, and the new pronunciation became permanent. As another example, if you ask anyone the first words spoken from the moon, they'll always mention the "One Small Step for Man" speech. But actually, the first lunar words were, "Okay, engine stop," followed soon by, "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." Only 7 hours later did Armstrong say, "That's one small step." But that has become the official moon speech. In fact, once a media favorite astro fact gains enough repetitions, it becomes our permanent model of the cosmos, which is why most people wrongly think that orbiting astronauts can see the Great Wall of China, and believe that births increase around the full moon, and think that professional astronomers look through telescopes, and believe radio telescopes capture sounds, and think the moon has a dark side, and believe that astronauts have escaped Earth's gravity, even though gravity at the space station is just a barely noticeable 10% weaker than it is in your living room. Very few science programs bother explaining that the floating around is entirely due to the crew being in free fall. Anyway, enjoy this coming full moon next weekend as it hovers to the right of brilliant Jupiter. We can consider it super anyway. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.